Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I don't know if there's a jukebox playing this song over at Duke's softball complex, but I bet there is one somewhere. University of Georgia knocks off 14th-seeded Duke to advance to the Super Regionals of the NCAA baseball or softball tournament. So that is at least two top seeds that were hosting regional tournaments get eliminated in LSU and Duke. There may have been more. I just haven't had time to go in and look at this stuff. But congratulations, UGA. I guess that's who I'll be rooting for. You know, I mean, I only root against Georgia, really, if they ever play LSU in anything. But I have a daughter there, so I don't actively root out loud for them. But I will, you know, I'll root for the softball team since my team's out. But yeah, congratulations to Georgia. C. Goodwin is the player that hit the home run that gave them the lead in the eighth. They would add on in the eighth. But congratulations to the University of Georgia, who advances in the NCAA baseball or softball tournament to the Super Regionals. Pretty cool stuff. So over the weekend, Mina Kimes, this is experienced NFL, by the way. I'm going to get with Big Voice Guy Steve this week, I guess, and try to see if I can get some imaging made for my show. Anyways, Mina Kimes over the weekend, I assume she was on a podcast and gave her five most favorite or five best fan bases in the NFL and why. So she talks about her favorite fan base in the NFL. And guess who it was? Mina Kimes. Give me a drum roll, please.
The Atlanta Falcons are the best fan base in the entire NFL. They have been through the most. Nobody has been through 28-3. Sorry. They by far have the weirdest team. They endure all of this constant ongoing humiliation with equanimity, poise, resilience. They also have the perfect blend of nihilism with a tiny bit of hope that I find unbelievably charming.
They act as if we walked into their apartment when it's very messy and they're kind of like, yeah, we know. Like we know. They're not like defiant being like, this is a clean room. They're like, I'm sorry, we didn't, this is kind of embarrassing. Like they get it. And we've talked about this. If the Philly fan base had gotten a hold of the Penix Kirk Cousins thing and we criticized it, they'd go, oh, you don't get it. You're not smart enough to get it. Oh, yes. I'm so sorry you don't get it. The Falcons fans are like, I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm like, we'll figure this out. The entire premise of the Falcons organization since the day after Kirk Cousins was signed is that Michael Penix is the best quarterback in existence. And I don't know what the hell is going to happen. But I do know the Falcons fans are taking it, as you said, with grace, in stride, and I admire them.
Most of them understand that the James Pierce trade in the draft, the criticism is warranted, but they also are allowing themselves to get excited and hopeful that one of these pass rushers that they've drafted will work out.
They're rooting for the pilot. They're on the plane and they don't know what's going on, but they're rooting for the pilot to stay in the air.
Omaha!
If that's not accurate about Falcons fandom, I don't know what is. And look, she's right. Falcons know the room's messy. They also have, you know, great reserve and hope for what Michael Penix Jr. will bring to this football team.
Yeah, I mean, this is also a fan base that, look, I'm in that fan base. Yeah. I am a Falcons fan. I understand the pain that more Falcons fans feel on an annual basis. And it hurts sometimes to be a Falcons fan, but we keep coming back. And look, my girlfriend's a Steelers fan. She gives me flack because she's a Steelers fan. And it's like, oh, we have fans everywhere. We take over your stadium, blah, 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 blah. But the difference is the Steelers have not dealt with pain. They don't know pain. They talk about how they, oh man, the Patriots all beat us up a little bit. No, they don't know pain. Steelers fans don't know pain.
Well,
not like the Falcons fans.
No, they've had seasons finish in similar fashions as the Falcons have, but they also have six World
Super
Championships.
Bowls. Yeah, they have six Super
Bowls. So those six World Championships, now albeit it's probably been, 15 years since the last, if I had to guess. It's been a minute, but you got six of them.
If you have six Super Bowls, you can't really talk very loudly. If you have more than two or more, then I don't really want to hear it from you.
Hell, my team has one, and it's still better than having none. And
one is better than none. I just need to have one in my lifetime.
And the fact that I was there, it still keeps me going. Now, we've been shysted by a couple of end-of-season, you know, like the no-call and the stupid play with Stephon Diggs. We're not talking about them right now. But it was pretty spot on about Falcons fans and Falcons fandom. Look, nobody has ever had to go through 28-3. I mean, I sat there and watched that on the opposite side of fandom because I was a Tom Brady fan when he was in the league. And that's very much fantasy football related. But Jesus, man, 25
points. I don't wish that on anybody.
In
9 minutes. Yeah. It was the final, 15 minutes and change. It was the most painful thing of my sports life, and it will never be topped. That'll never change.
But
they don't. No one knows. No one can understand what it's like to be a Falcons fan and to go through
the most
that
optimistic.
Evening.
I don't know about the most optimistic fan base to start a season, but it starts every draft into training camp into preseason. The Falcons fandom are some of the most optimistic fans in the NFL to start every season. But then it's just the meme with the guy standing outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium in a gas can if they go like 0-3 or even 0-2, like quickly. As soon as something starts to turn bad, Falcons fans, man, you go grabbing for the gas can because you're like, here we go again. And look, you've been out of the playoffs for 5 years, I guess, five straight years?
Seven,
something like that. Yeah, I get it, man.
It's trauma.
Yeah.
That's what that is. It's trauma.
Mina Kimes nailed that one spot on. Brock Purdy lands a 5-year, $265 million extension to play quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers with $181 million guaranteed. That's $53 million a year. Here's what's crazy. Brock Purdy in his first 3 years with the San Francisco 49ers, because of where he was drafted. Now, first-round quarterbacks obviously are slotted differently and to get paid more. There's, you know, fifth years that can be picked up and whatnot. There's none of that when you get drafted in the seventh round. There's no fifth-year option when you get drafted in the second round. Brock Purdy made $2.6 million over the first 3 years combined in the NFL. All right, he is now going to make more than that per game once this new contract extension hits. $3.2 million per game for Brock Purdy when he made $2.6 million over his first 3 years combined. He was the 76th highest quarterback from when he entered the league till now. The 76th highest quarterback. There are countless backup quarterbacks that have made more money than Brock Purdy, not only in that since he got in the NFL, obviously. And that's just nuts. But that's what you get when you're drafted Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick of the entire draft.
And Puka Nacua, he actually says that the Super Bowl window now for the San Francisco 49ers is closed. Take a listen.
Brock Purdy, is he going to get a 5?
I don't think so.
Do you think he's going to go with a 4? It's going to start with a 4.
Yeah.
A high 4?
No.
I think mid 4.
Mid 4.
A 45?
I think so. I mean, I think
if he does that, that'd be smart for him and them.
Yeah. I mean, I think he seems like a smart guy. I think he, like, they're still, they have a chance to still be in their window. And I think if he goes for a five, the window closes.
So that was Puka Nacua, who plays for the Los Angeles Rams in the same division as the San Francisco 49ers, on with Travis and Jason Kelce on New Heights. So how about a 53? Not a 45. How about a 53? Now, look, I get what he's saying, because you can't pay everybody. So the window for the San Francisco 49ers has just gotten much smaller. But Christian McCaffrey's at voluntary workout saying there are zero restrictions after he had the Achilles tendonitis in both of his Achilles last year. Then he had like an MCL thing happen towards the end of the season. We're going to talk about Christian McCaffrey a little bit in the next segment when we bring in some fantasy football. Does ease of schedule. Now, the ease of schedule thing is brought on by Las Vegas and the analytic nerds. So it may not mean much to you as far as fantasy football goes. But we're going to talk about running backs in the next segment and whether the ease of schedule, or at least what they say is the ease of schedule, has any, you know, anything to do with you and where you draft them. Speaking of running backs, the cover boy of the Madden 26 video game has been unveiled. And in this unveiling, they have the reverse straddle that Saquon Barkley made earlier in the season, the 2025 season, 2024 season, where he was running, hits the B button, and jumps over a guy backwards. That has to be the cover, right? Please tell me that's the cover. And I'm going to make a bold prediction real fast. This now makes 2 years in a row with a running back on the cover of Madden, with Christian McCaffrey having graced the cover last year in Madden 25. I'm going to call it now. There's going to be three running backs on consecutive years on the cover of Madden 27. So running back, running back, running back is what I'm saying. Because number one ranked running back in the NFL this year is going to be one Bijan Robinson. There's statistical data to back that up. We'll talk about this in the next segment because we're going to talk about running backs. But this is going to happen. But Saquon Barkley voted to the Madden 26 cover. Please tell me that you do not believe in the Madden curse or the Madden jinx, or that you believe there's anything that has anything to do with curses or jinxes, because there's not. Those things don't exist. But the people that believe in them are a funny bunch. And those people are out there. Garrett may be one of those people. No jinxes. No curses. How about baseball? Like baseball.
I mean, I can't help
baseball
it sometimes.
Jinx people are some of the funniest to give a hard time to.
I if I'm watching a sport, I kind of do it just because it's like it doesn't hurt.
Sure.
You know, like I don't say rain in a press box. You know, I don't talk about how so fast a game's going.
That's one of the things. So you don't mention no hitter when a no hitter's going on?
Yeah, I don't mention it.
But it's kind of your job to do that.
Yeah, to some extent, but there are ways
around it. If you're in a press box or you're working play-by-play for a baseball game, you have to keep people up. You know, you have to say there's a no-hitter going on when there's a no-hitter. So
there are ways around it. You can say it in different ways. Like, I can say, like, oh, we got 24 up and 24 down so far at Truist
Park. That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
So you mentioned rain. I work at the ballpark, and in our little pre-shift alley rallies, meetings or whatever, if there's rain on the horizon, like we know that it's probably going to rain at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, they won't say the word rain.
Don't say the word rain.
Why? Do you think that saying the word rain is going to make it rain?
Yes.
It's not.
Those are one of those ones where it's like,
you're one person.
But what happens if it happens?
It says it on the app that it's going to happen. Can we just prepare for it? What are we doing? One person can't control anything that happens in the universe.
You never know, man.
I'm sorry.
You never know. But if it's like if I'm watching
we
a game.
Really, I
if
guess,
I'm watching
don't
a game
know.
And I have a, if my
on,
team is
on,
doing
Garrett.
Really well
come
and
on,
I'm
man.
Drinking one type of beer, I'm going to keep drinking that type of beer.
So what if
I'll
you're,
take one for
right,
the team.
What if you're in the restroom at the ballpark
so
and
I'm not
your team just hits
I'm a
home
little
run?
Stitious. I'm a little stitious.
Okay, so you won't stay in the bathroom.
I don't know. If I come back and then they started.
You'll like go if, back to the bathroom?
I'll go back to the bathroom.
Would you stay inside a club where there's a TV if you were inside when a home run was hit? Because we
yes.
have people that do that. I can't move from my seat.
I mean, look, I, if it works, it works. It's only crazy if it doesn't work.
That's hilarious to me. And, you know, like, I work with a guy, shout out Robbie from Tennyson Coffee, He's that superstitious. He's that don't say the word rain, don't talk about no hitter. He's stay in your seats. You got to stay seated. You got to stay in the bathroom. He's that guy. And I love messing with him.
See, I won't make
other
people
do it.
I don't make other people do it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, if I don't even think about doing it.
He will get on to people that are getting up to go back to their seats.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work that way generally. And it's funny. It's just if it pops into my head and I'm like, well, what if?
Because every time we get into like one of those little pre-shift meetings and they're like, oh, we're not going to say the R word. I'll be like, it's going to rain. They're like, like there's a gasp. Like as soon as I got the inna out of my mouth for the word rain. Like, the skies are going to open up. The app says it's going to rain. Y'all all have it.
You and Abe Gordon are perfect for each other. You're perfect for each other.
Oh, goodness. Because Abe's probably one of those, not one of those people also,
no,
right?
No, not probably. He is. Yeah. Having sat through a lot of Atlanta United matches with him, and I've watched plenty of games with him at this point, he is like the antithesis of that.
Yeah.
He's also the type that blatantly mocks anybody who does.
It's because it's funny.
It is a little funny.
It is.
I'm a little stitious. I'm a little stitious, not superstitious, though.
All right, we're going to talk some fantasy football in the next segment. What is the NFL doing with bye weeks? Can somebody please tell me? I can't figure them out. I have the solution, but I think that they probably do too. They just choose not to do it. We're going to talk about bye weeks. We're going to talk about fantasy football running backs. We're going to talk about schedules. Talking about some other stuff too. On the other side of this break, give me 5 minutes. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Don't get it twisted. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Stop what you heard. Welcome back to the Bo Johnson Experience. One of the best hype songs Maybe that's something a top five I'm going to do. Speaking of top fives, best baseball movies ever. My top five baseball movies ever. Garrett probably has his own list. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Top five best hype songs and or wrestling entrance musics. I listen to a lot of walk-up music, not only because I work at the ballpark, but because I coach. And these kids these days get their own walk-up music. They have these fancy apps that you can put the you can put a name and a number and a song on. You hit the button, and it's like, now, coming to the plate, Olivia Johnson. It'll play their walk-up music. Juice is using When Legends Rise by Godsmack right now. Great freaking walk-up music. She, I think, is going to use a Fall Out Boy song next, which I'm not a huge Fall Out Boy song. I was trying to get her to use Load by Metallica. Awesome one.
Austin Riley here.
Austin Riley did use this at Truist Park for a while.
I don't know why you would ever change. This
I don't know
awesome.
Why you wouldn't either.
This is awesome.
I would assume that maybe he used it for a season and then just decided not to, but, dude, don't change it. Austin, if you're listening, and you probably are, because everybody loves, you know, this radio station.
No,
I
Stone
agree.
Cold
I would
sick.
I would go back. I mean, your first name's Austin. They made a WWE doll that is Austin Riley wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin jacket and passed it out at Truist Park. If they do that for you, you can't ever go away from the theme song. You know? You can't. So maybe we'll do that. But anyways, my five favorite baseball movies. Coming up next. So I don't know, Garrett, if have you been keeping up with this Antonio Brown thing? Can somebody just reel Antonio Brown in? Antonio Brown, will you hire yourself a handler? I don't understand how all of these millionaires won't just hire themselves a handler. Somebody that just you go places with. Now, and you can't make it just be one of your buddies, because all Antonio Brown's buddies that are always with him probably do nothing but throw stuff on the fire, gas on the fire. They probably encourage this behavior by Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown was detained from a celebrity boxing event thrown by Aiden Ross. Got into a scuffle with some folks. There are his photos of him with a gun in his hand. He was detained by police but not arrested, but then let go. Now, Zulkarnain Nontibambu, which he may be a boxer or something. I'm not sure if we're supposed to know who he is, or I bet Abe knows who this guy is. If he's a fighter of any sort, I bet Abe knows who this guy is. Now, he is saying that Antonio Brown actually shot a gun at him. Or just stop making the news. And, you know, Antonio Brown hadn't played in the league in a couple of years, so we shouldn't even be talking to him about him. But, I don't know, it's kind of just moth to fire. I'm very much a moth to fire, like this whole Bill Belichick stuff. Such a moth to fire. I have to read everything that comes out about it. So fascinating when these people just act dumb.
Yeah, what an idiot.
What an idiot. Thank you, Kirby. Jesus. Fantasy football bye weeks. And they're not just fantasy football bye weeks. They're NFL bye weeks, too. But fantasy football and the NFL, they go hand in hand. I'm going to run down the bye weeks for y'all and see if anybody on the text line can make any sense of this. Or if you want to get in touch with the show, 404-726-0929. You want to talk about the Falcons' schedule. You want to talk about Antonio Brown being dumb. You know, you want to talk about the NCAA softball tournament or the Braves or whatever. You can call us. Garrett will answer the phone. So, my guy Rusty, who's listening, yes, that DX music was awesome, too, from the 678. I think that's actually Rusty. Also from the 678, but not Rusty. Your daughter has awesome taste in music. When Legends Rise is vain. Let me tell you something. My daughter has phenomenal taste in music. All right. Her mom listens to a lot of country music. I'm not a big country music fan. She definitely takes more after me. She has a playlist. Shinedown, 21 Pilots, Godsmack, but only a few songs. Now, look, I don't let her just open up the playbook to all these bands. It's the reason why I introduced her to 21 Pilots and Shinedown, because they don't curse a lot on their albums. Shinedown probably has, I think they just like seven albums, and they probably have one curse word on all of them. That might be a slight exaggeration. 21 Pilots does not curse even in live shows. I took her to see 21 Pilots when she was like seven at State Farm Arena. We had an absolute blast, and she knows all the words to all the songs. But anyways, yes, from the 678, she does. The DX theme music is awesome from Rusty. Yes, that's why I have DX theme music in my intro. Also from Rusty. You were talking about being a 929 intern. I was also a 929 intern. I didn't even mention that. I was the last 929 intern that did not get paid. I worked on Dukes and Bell with my main man, Arthur Trish, for 3 months. Every day for the entirety of Dukes and Bell. I remember I was there for Dukes and James before Mike Bell even got hired on with Carl. It was Dukes and Mark James. Mark James made fun of me one time because I misquoted the WrestleMania wrestling match happened. To the point that dude, and you know, I'm not going to talk badly about people on the radio because they could be listening, but he did do that to a point where he even had to yell outside into the bullpen to somebody, "Can you believe what this guy just said, this intern?" That cat would have me, this is how cheap some people are. Chick-fil-A does free refills on drinks. So if you keep your Chick-fil-A cup and you work in a building that has Chick-fil-A, thank you for doing free refills on drinks, Chick-fil-A. This guy used to keep his cup and would send me down to Chick-fil-A every day to get a refill. Like, it's the same cup. But anyways, I remember a long time ago at a Hawks game when you gave me a 929 The Game flip phone magnet and told me you produced the Sam and Greg show, the weekend mornings, Sam and Greg. I produced that show for like 3 years. That was back in the day when we had 929 The Game night at the Hawks, when they would have all the shows in different areas of the arena. And I think there was a little bit less on-court stuff, but the producers would go with the shows too. So I was standing there with Sam and Greg, and I guess Rusty came up and I gave him some stuff, which was pretty cool. So, man, Rusty, you've been riding with us for a long time. Rusty, I appreciate you always.
Hey, both of us did a lot of the street team stuff. That's
how
Garrett
I started. Garrett was a street teamer too for Star and 92.9, right?
Yeah, Star and 92.9. So I did a lot of that stuff and worked my way up in this way. So you and I, we worked together for a little bit.
Yeah, man. So, and that's what you got to do in this business. You got to get a foot in the door. That's what you do with most businesses. You got to get a foot in the door and then work your way up. You got to work hard. Let's go out to the phone lines. We got a phone caller. Hey, Brian and Dawson, what's going on?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about Charlotte. Lovely city that I've been to once. I went to a football game up there.
What city are we talking about?
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. Okay. You got some positive things to say about Charlotte?
Kind of.
Nice.
After the football game, we were looking for a taxi or an Uber. That took hours. And way past time. A guy that was doing some type of drugs threw a jersey at us, hit my girl. It fell on the sidewalk. He stumbled off to pee in the corner. We picked up the jersey. We got an Uber ride that took us past his grandparents' house where the hood is. And then right across the street was our hotel. And we call it the Hooker Hotel now because that's what it was. But we scored a cool DJ Moore jersey out of it, brand new.
Oh, wow, and you kept – so that's what my next question was, Brian, was it a Panthers fan that threw something at you and your girlfriend?
It had to have been if it was a DJ Moore jersey, right? I don't know if he even went to the game. I don't know if it was his jersey or not. He threw it at us.
Brian, thanks for the phone call, man. So, Brian, having some not-so-positive things to say about Charlotte, which is why I didn't choose to do my research. If you're going to go on a road trip this football season – you can go to Charlotte and watch the Falcons play the Panthers. It is a division game. Go there and boo the heck out of them. I'm just saying, I do have other cities here that you can probably go visit and you may not get something thrown at you. All right? Just saying. So, what were we talking about before, Brian? Oh, it was just, you know, best baseball walk-up music from the Divinals. Oh, When I Think About You, yep, that's a good one from the 770 from a pitcher. That's fantastic. A pitcher's walkout music. If you know how the rest of those lyrics go, I'm not even comfortable saying the rest of those lyrics on the radio. 678, Shine Down is just as good. Dell from Grantville, yes, Dell, thank you. I love freaking Shine Down. They're actually coming here in like August. I hope to see you there. I've seen Shine Down, I think, 5 times. They're the number 2 band that I've ever seen ever, next to Metallica. So, yeah, keep them rolling in on the text lines, 404-726-0929. All right, bye weeks. Let's see if we can make some sense out of this. First off, the Falcons have a bye week in Week 5. Do you understand, NFL, that the Falcons will have only played 4 games? And that goes for the Bears, Packers, and Steelers, too. four games into the season, 25%. You're going to give them a bye week. Now they have to play weeks 5 through 18. 17 minus 4 is 13, I think. That's 13 straight games. And I think in the middle of it, Falcons fans are making themselves feel better by this mini bye week because they play Thursday night football. That's not even a thing. Like, it is 10 days. I get that. It's a little bit longer of a rest period than just having 6 days. Why are we giving any NFL teams a week 5 bye? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. All right, in week 6, two teams have a bye. In week 7, two teams have a bye. Why would you give four teams a week 5 bye and then only have two teams on a bye in week 6 and 7? Now, from a fantasy football standpoint, there is only 1 week this season where there's six teams on a bye, and that's week 8. Seahawks, Rams, Raiders, Jaguars, Lions, Cardinals. I see probably two, maybe three quarterbacks in that group, maybe four. Kind of depends on, well, yeah, maybe four. Quarterbacks that may be viable fantasy starters this season by week 8 that you're going to have to worry about. There are a few running backs in here and a few wide receivers, so week 8 is going to be a pain. Then you got four teams on a bye in week 9. That's Browns, Jets, Eagles, Bucks. Four teams in 10, Bengals, Cowboys, Chiefs, Titans. But then in week 11, in a week where you could have two more teams, you get the Saints and the Colts. All right? Saints and the Colts in week 11. And then in week 12, we got four. Broncos, Chargers, Dolphins, Commanders. Then in week 13, there's no teams on a bye. But then in week 14, we got four more teams on a bye. Can somebody please help me make sense of this? Anyone? You could very easily, if my math, I did this math earlier. I think you would have to start in week 7 and go to week 13. You could have, or maybe week 6, which is still a little early. But at some point, it's either have six teams on bye in multiple weeks, or you could start in week 6 or 7 and go to week 13 or 14, and you could have four teams on bye every week. Now, I understand that 7 international games, maybe you can't do that, but it's not like you're giving the teams that are traveling overseas a bye when they come back. That used to be the case, no longer is. Apparently, because the Falcons don't have a bye the week they come back from Germany. So apparently, you have to put into the NFL, you have to request a bye week. So the Falcons would have had to request a bye week when they come back from Germany to get that bye week. But that would have been a week 11 bye as opposed to a week 5, so maybe they should have done that. And I'm talking about this not purely from a fantasy football standpoint because it's a pain in the ass for us in fantasy football. But this does have very much relevancy in the NFL conversation too, even if you don't play fantasy football. And then there's the people out there, well, the NFL can't just do what the fantasy footballers want. Well, not so fast, my friend. Fantasy football brings thousands, if not millions, of people to the eyes of the NFL on a weekly basis that would have previously only rooted for or watched games for their own favorite teams. And a lot of those people may not have been fans of the NFL in the first place. My girlfriend, Tara. Watching or listening from home, maybe. Probably just now getting off work. Doing God's work as a nurse. Thank you, Tara. We appreciate you. The whole world does. She watches football with me now because I begged her to play fantasy football. She actually won the Truist Club League last year or the year before. There you go. We do matter. Fantasy footballers. All right, sorry. I went off on kind of a tangent there about bye weeks. Well, we'll pick this schedule. We'll pick this conversation up in a little while. And we're getting into some fantasy football running backs. I want to know, the easiest schedule is the San Francisco 49ers based on what the nerds say. Is that going to impact where you draft Christian McCaffrey at all? And where are you going to draft Christian McCaffrey? I'd like Garrett's input on this because I know where I would feel comfortable drafting Christian McCaffrey. But I'm just hoping that I don't get put in that situation. My top 5 baseball movies of all time. Switching gears. Coming up next, give me about 5 minutes. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 910 on the Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to The Experience. So from the 678 on the text line, 404-726-0929. From the 678, we have very similar taste in music based on how many times we've seen bands. And I keep count. I can tell you how many times I've seen most of the bands that I like. So from the 678, this is fun. I've seen Godsmack 5 times, Shinedown 4 times, Slipknot 6, and Hailstorm 5. All right, so 6, 7, 8. I've seen Metallica 6, Shinedown 5, Godsmack 4. I've only seen Slipknot once, and that was at Rockville a couple of years ago in Daytona, which is going on right freaking now. Tara and I went to Daytona to Rockville. It was the year that Metallica performed Thursday and Sunday night. But I saw Slipknot there. I've not seen Slipknot as many times as I need to, and I've never seen Hailstorm. Love me some Hailstorm, though. Lizzie Hale. I love freaking female rockers. Last night at Rockville, it was Linkin Park with Emily Armstrong as the front woman.
I was going to say, what do you think about the new
I think she's
woman?
Great. I think she's great. I've listened to the new album a few times. They dropped an album. It's probably been a few months ago.
No, they did the extended album. The singles came out a couple months ago, but the new album came out, I think, just recently, didn't it?
Time kind of is very weird for me. But yeah, I did listen to it a couple of times, and I'm a fan.
I have a hard time calling them Linkin Park. They're not Linkin Park anymore.
And that gets kind of weird.
You're not
whenever,
Linkin Park without...
Well, so then is Lynyrd Skynyrd not Lynyrd Skynyrd? Because I think all of them are probably gone and been replaced. And that's the whole thing with, like, is Queen with Adam Lambert?
No.
You know, but... It was AC/DC had three different lead singers. You know, that's it gets kind of weird like that, man. You know?
There's some that I just have a hard time. I have a hard time with it.
So you can replace Jason Newsted and Metallica or Cliff Burton, but if you replace James Hetfield, would it be a Metallica? Was it Metallica if you replace Jason or Cliff? But we say that it is. You know, that's a conversation there that, and I,
it's all relative.
Who knows?
It's all
relative. I mean, a lot of the time it depends on who starts the band up. In the Metallica's case, Lars and James started the band. So if Lars and James stay in the band, they probably own the rights to Metallica. But Metallica is a band that does stuff very evenly split. Like, they split all the earnings that they earn very evenly. We're not all bands do that. The front man gets more than the guitarist, or you know. So, but yeah. So Linkin Park, they had Chester as the lead singer, but then they have another lead singer that did the rapping. But then they have, I don't know. So I think they're Linkin Park because it's all of the band minus Chester Bennington. But if you feel differently, you're allowed to do that. But before we get into our top, my top five baseball movies of all time, Garrett has a list also. My list, not yours, not Rotten Tomatoes, not IMDb. It's my list. And if you have conflicts with it, I would love to talk about it with you if you want to get back to me. From the 678, is 92.9 giving away Metallica tickets? I don't know. The Metallica show is June 3rd. I am going to be there. That'll be 7 for me for Metallica. We have not given away this week, or I don't know that we are this week. We may be since it's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I don't know yes or no on that, 678. Just be listening. And then from Rusty Bow, I love the original Bad News Bears movie. Did you ever check out the remake with Billy Bob Thornton? Yes, I've seen them both, and it was good. Billy Bob Thornton's good.
I've actually never seen the original.
That was a long time ago.
It's a little older.
Yeah.
And I've seen the Billy Bob Thornton one, and I didn't think it was that great. It didn't make my list, full disclosure. But I have read that it's, like, I need to go watch the original.
So we brought up.
It came out, what, the 80s, 70s?
Oh, yeah, maybe 70s or early 80s.
It's
that was like Walter Matthau, I think.
Yeah, whenever I hear a comedy from the 70s or something like that described as raucous, which is one of the adjectives I read used, that generally doesn't age super well. So we'll see how that goes.
And that was back in the day when, you know, PG movies would have been like PG-13, almost R now, just because of language.
100%.
Back then, PG-13 or R, you had to be having some limbs flying, being cut off, and like, you know, Freddy Krueger movies, Friday the 13th movies like that. But you could get away with F-bombs and S-bombs, and they would still just give it a PG rating or a PG-13 at worst. You know, there are some PG movies that I would not show my daughter from the 80s and 90s, you know.
It's just some of the humor just doesn't track super well.
So, honorable mention, only because if she's listening, I would be in trouble if I didn't mention it. Tara, my girlfriend's most favorite baseball movie is, of course, and look, it's a good movie, just not in my top five. Not sure if it would be in my top 10. It may. I don't know. Here it is.
3-2 pitch. In the air, straight away, center and deep.
That, I think, was going to be Ronald Acuna, which you're going to hear at the top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Now you start using your head. That's not love. That's 3 feet above your ass.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
A League of Their Own. Great movie. There is a giveaway.
I've never seen it.
It's good.
I've never seen it.
So based off a true story.
Yeah.
There is a giveaway coming up very soon at Truist Park. I forget what the league was called, but it's in honor of this league, the Women's Professional Baseball League, something. They're giving away a bobblehead, but it is a ticket package bobblehead where you have to get the ticket package. It's not a first 15,000 folks. So if you have a girlfriend that likes baseball out there, listeners, if you have a girlfriend that likes baseball or likes that movie, maybe take her to go see that game and get that ticket package. There you go. Dagging advice from the Bo Johnson Experience. All right, now we get into the actual movies. This is one that I get a lot of flack for having in my top five. But it's fun because I can explain why I do. It's the only chick flick you're going to find in my top five. But I'll tell you why I like it so much after we listen to it. Roll it, Garrett.
Why do we inflict this on ourselves? Number 50. Why? I'll tell you why. The Red Sox never let you down. That's right. Why? Because they haven't won a World Series in a century or so? So what? They're here. Every April, they're here.
But 1-5 or 7-5, there is a game. If it gets rained out, guess what? They make it up to you. Does anyone else in your life do that?
That is, of course, Fever Pitch. Adam Sandler. Who's the little Jimmy Fallon? Drew Barrymore. First off, the basis of this movie is something that I hope that I can do with my friends in the future.
Yeah.
Own season tickets at a baseball park and do a draft for those season tickets. So the basis of the movie, there is a group of friends. I think there's like six of them.
Yeah.
They own Red Sox season tickets. They do a draft for the games before every season. I think that's phenomenal. I want to do that one day. But the great thing about this movie, 2004, Boston Red Sox won the World Series. This is the year where they were down 3-0 in the American League Championship Series to the Yankees. They came back from down 0-3, only team that's ever come back from 0-3 in a 7-game series ever. Came back from 0-3, 4 straight. Then they went on to sweep the Cardinals, and they won 4 more straight. But scenes from this movie were filmed at Fenway Park during the freaking World Series.
Yeah.
All right, you can watch this movie, and you can tell the scenes. Johnny Damon! You can tell the scenes. It'll give you chill bumps if you're a baseball fan because you can tell that there's actual, factual baseball going on. They did this before one of the Red Sox World Series games, if I'm not mistaken. The scene where Drew Barrymore hops over the fence and runs across the field to where Jimmy Fallon's sitting, where his season tickets are. That was done during the freaking World Series. So if you like baseball, and it's a great movie anyways, but just, you know, if you watch that World Series and know the story of the Red Sox and that stupid curse, that's there's no curses.
Mm, I don't know, man. Curse of the Bambino, and then they reverse it against the New York Yankees. Come
if there
now.
Was any curse that was Come ever going to be a real curse, it's probably that one.
That's a real one.
There's Come too on. Many things that just look weird. Like, there's, you know how people will do the digging, and they will find as many things that are like, oh, yeah.
Just stack the coincidences.
So that was 1912, right? So Johnny Damon wore, I think, 12 or 19. He was standing next to whoever wore the other number in the field during the World Series, and somebody took a picture of it. Ooh, look, 1912, 1912. And that was one of the things, like, oh, it was meant to happen, you know, pure coincidence.
Do you know, actually, I'm pretty sure they had the movie written out, and it was basically finished, but then the Red Sox continued to win in the postseason, and then they had to rewrite the ending.
I have heard that, actually, yes.
So they went back, and that's why they had to film things during the World Series, and it was because they had to change
the actual
finish.
Y'all weren't supposed to go on to the World Series
and win it.
They weren't
supposed to win the World Series that year.
During filming of this movie,
during filming of the movie.
Fantastic,
and that's, man. And that's why I was going to have it in my top five was for that reason, but it's not in my top five.
All right. What was the word you used earlier? Raucous. This one's a little bit more raucous, maybe in a little raunchy. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Up to the plate, Junior Shockley.
What's wrong?
I'm a little nervous. My old man's here.
Your dad's here? Where's he at?
He's right behind home plate. Don't look. Don't look.
Look, he's waving. Hey, he's just your old man. He's as full of shit as anybody.
That, of course, Bull Durham. That one is not for kids to watch. Don't look. Just your dad. He's waving. Don't look. All right, we got to roll. Bull Durham, great movie. Great baseball movie about minor league baseball. Kevin Costner in his heyday. We are up to, number three, if you build it.
You catch a good game.
Thank you. It's so beautiful here. For me, well, for me, it's like a dream come true. Can I ask you something? Is this heaven?
It's Iowa.
That movie, you know, so that baseball park is still there. They do play a Major League Baseball game at this area in Iowa every year. It's one of my most favorite weekends of the entire baseball season. Field of Dreams, of course, is that movie. The only thing I can't, you know, it's about that guy being a fan of the 1918 Chicago White Sox through the World Series. Heard Grant talking about that earlier with Shoeless Joe Jackson also. And it was Shoeless Joe that came out of the cornfield, and his dad came because his dad was on the team. When is something like that? His dad was on the team, something of that nature.
I've actually never seen this movie either.
Never seen Field of Dreams?
Yeah, oh, I know. Goodness. This is, bro, that's one of my biggest party fouls.
Go home and
that's,
watch it tonight.
I know. I don't.
It's good.
I don't know how I've just never seen
it. It's a feel-good baseball movie, really. It has ghosts in it and stuff like that, but whatever.
I mean, I know the concept. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing makes – I mean, I've heard it a billion times.
The only
times.
Thing that bothers me about that movie is they use the have a catch instead of let's go play catch or let's play catch.
I hate the term have a catch.
It's just, you know, I grew up saying let's go play catch.
Let's go throw.
Because you play catch.
You play the game.
I throw the ball to you. You call it. It's a game. You're right.
Yeah.
It is a game. You're playing it.
I would always ask everybody I ever knew. I was like, can we go play catch?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to do.
But have a catch is a very old term, and they use it in this movie and whatever. Here's number two.
You're dead as a doornail, Smalls. Smalls, you mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah, but I was gonna bring it back.
But it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah. You keep telling me that. Who is she? What? The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
The Great Bambino!
Sandlot, classic freaking movie.
I don't know how you have it number two.
Oh, you would put it number one?
It's my number one. It has to be. Yeah.
Look,
it's the best baseball movie ever made.
It's if my number one wasn't one of my all-time favorite, like number one is in my top five movies of all time.
No, but you talk Americana. Sandlot is Americana.
100. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And that's why it's number one. It transcends just baseball.
It does, but it's still number two for me because number one is just the movie that I can recite and stop on every time. And it's, come on.
Bats, they are sick. I cannot hit curveball. Straight ball, I hit it very much. Curveball, bats are afraid. I asked Joe Boo to come. Take fear from bats. I offer him cigar.
That drummer. Wrong.
He will come. Bro, Major so League? Good. Come on, man.
I love it. Major League's my number two. Major League is my
so
number
flip-flop
two.
So you flip-flop them, so they're still there. Look, I have Major League in my top five, not only sports movies, but all-time movies of all time. Just because I'm a baseball fan, I love that movie. I can recite almost every word. It's fantastic. Also, not a movie that you can show your kids. So watch Sandlot with your kids. Watch Sandlot anytime you want. Major League, I stop on it. Sandlot, I stop on it. If you have a top five of movies of any genre and you don't stop on them when you see them on TV, then they're not. They shouldn't be in your top five. They shouldn't be. Who is your top five, Garrett?
So I've got my three honorable mentions just because there's so many baseball movies that are just.
Hey, it wouldn't
good.
Be a 92.9 the game, you know, list if it didn't have several.
I need some.
The thing
is, I can have honorable mentions for my honorable mentions. It's hard doing this kind of thing. Rookie of the Year, Bull Durham, and Angels in the Outfield. Those are my honorable mentions.
I just recently saw Angels in the Outfield a month ago.
But like the most recent one, I didn't realize there was one for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, wait, what? There's another one?
There's a 1951 edition or something.
So the newer one that we know of with freaking Matthew McConaughey? Isn't it Matthew McConaughey was his first role ever?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm almost. No, Matthew McConaughey, that's Dazed and Confused.
No.
Dazed and Confused is his
Matthew McConaughey played a player, I think, in this movie. I don't think he had any lines. He was like the left fielder. But it showed him a bunch, but I don't think he had any lines.
I'm going to do some research. Let me do some research. I'll get back to you.
I'm pretty sure. But there's so many people in this movie, Angels in the Outfield.
It's got whatever the dudes. It's something Josh Gordon-Levitt, I think, was.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the kid, right?
Yeah, I think so. He was the kid in that one. I love that movie. But that's also a movie from my childhood. You know? So it's like that's one that I grew up watching several times. Another one from my childhood is Air Bud. Air Bud in there.
Wasn't Air Bud a football player, dog?
He was all of them, but Air Bud specifically, I think, was the first one.
Air Bud a baseball movie? Okay, the first Air Bud was baseball. Okay, carry on.
Number four, I've got Field of Dreams. Number three is Moneyball.
Good movie.
I feel like I love it.
Also based on a true life story.
Yeah.
Analytics and whatnot.
Two is Major League and one is Sandlot.
All right. I don't hate that list.
It's fine.
Yeah, look that up. I'm pretty sure it was Matthew McConaughey. We'll be back.
I'll tell you this much, though. Sandlot is the greatest baseball
Sandlot's
movie
so
of all
good,
time.
Man.
The best baseball
Next to
movie.
Major League. One that you can watch with your kids, Sandlot. One you can watch with your buddies, Major League. We'll be back. We're going to rewind the week that was in about 5 minutes. It's the Bo Johnson Experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.